This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,318. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has snacks and s'mores. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Triggered and done.
All right, here we go. A man in Singapore films his family and church members in the shower. They don't know that. For his online friends. Meanwhile, a Facebook group dedicated to taking pics of loaded guns pointing at people's groins unfortunately comes to an end. Exactly how you think it does. Florida man binge eats 10,000 calories a day so fans can look at his belly. People taking bar exam online have to sometimes deal with something smelly. An American soldier in Germany tries to steal a cab. He is thwarted by that pesky stick shift.
Yeah.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Jason, who fit 75 gallons of stupid into a 50-gallon bucket and found a way to answer 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, everyone else has, so of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant, play Big Dummy, call 206-421-ROCK. Like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the shows and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,318.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. I know you're thinking those hardworking guys will probably need a day off. One day we're going to tape one. Maybe you head out to Camp Diggin, make some s'mores. Head chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You're going to talk about some s'more cooking today. Is that correct?
Snacks and s'mores.
Did you bring in Schmegos from Eggos?
I did not.
You didn't even consider the Schmegos?
I think they're probably hard to get. They're probably sold out.
I don't know. They should be, but they're called Schmegos, which tells me 50% of people thought about it and said, I just can't do this.
I will give out a personal hint to a secret s'more.
A secret s'more? Ooh. I thought s'mores were just that you heated the marshmallow, you got graham crackers, you added like a Hershey bar or something like that.
You're such a savage.
You're good to go, right?
Well, I mean, if you want to be basic.
Well, I didn't know.
Also, I got to pull my shirt up.
We went to
basic s'more bitch.
Like, no, there's just a different ingredient of friendship.
Oh, I see. Okay,
sorry about that.
I went to 7-Eleven today.
You did.
How was
some
that?
Things.
How was your experience at the lovely 7-Eleven at what is it, Marion and 3rd Avenue in downtown Seattle?
You know what? It's a social experiment always. I mean, if I'm a sociologist, I'm going there and I could write a book on that one location.
Or
any convenience store for that matter. Any gas station for that matter.
No. That 7-Eleven, I feel, in downtown Seattle, this trumps pretty much any other place you can go.
Well, they didn't have pepperoni pizza, which is really good, but they had a meat lover's pizza. So we're going to try the 7-Eleven meat lover's pizza. Lover's Pizza, which includes ham, pepperoni, and sausage.
Okay.
We also got the orange chicken on a stick, which Steve swears by. And unfortunately, they did not have the buffalo chicken log.
Oh, no chicken log.
They sold out or what? So I got meatballs on a stick.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
you bought meatballs on a stick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all their delicacies.
I didn't even know they offered that.
I didn't either.
Oh, Ted,
in there.
Come on,
like, meatballs on a stick, give me one of those. Packed it all up for me. I got an energy drink out of the deal. $11.
not a bad price. That's
4 pieces of pizza, 1 orange chicken stick, and 1 meatball stick, and a drink, $11. How can you go wrong, right?
Well, we'll find out.
I'm telling you. Well,
right.
Yeah, it's coming
up. I'll text you tonight when I'm on the toilet.
And it's coming up with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes, so that's going to be fun today. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummies have been Jesse and Jason. It took both of those guys 16 questions to get one right. And every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little Men's Room poll. And last week, as we played the game, we were talking about the different effects of a survey that said, look, if you are going to be incarcerated, chances are you are drinking whiskey.
Yes.
If you were to be naked in public, chances are you are drinking vodka, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This goes down the line with all of the different spirits. And we basically said, look, if you had to give one of these up based on one of these bad things that could possibly happen.
Your personal experience, yeah.
Correct. What would you give up for life? And your choices were vodka, as people get naked doing that. Whiskey, where people tend to go to jail. Tequila or rum. Those were the selections. We put up the poll at our Twitter page there at Men's Room Live. And we get to voting. Now, the one alcohol that you do not want to give up, period, is whiskey. Only 14% of people said, you know what, man, that would be the one that I would do. Coming in at number 3 was vodka at 22%.
All right.
So that's the second one down. Like, I like my vodka. Number 2 was rum at 26%. Overwhelmingly, people said, look, if I'm going to give up one thing for life, it will be tequila, 37%. That pretty well dominated the poll.
You don't need to explain why. We all get it.
Yeah. And this week on the poll, this is a kind of a random one, but as you know, it's one of those things where people aren't really able to kind of get together and maybe hook up and have sex these days, unless they're dressed as a professional football player. But, you know, it's one of those things where you reminisce about maybe, you know, your past experiences, flings and all that stuff. And Steve, we had your mom on yesterday, and she was saying that, you know, she and your dad kept the Hustlers.
Yeah,
for their personal enjoyment.
They let me keep the Playboys, but they took the Hustlers. And look, the problem is that happened 40 years ago. What I did not know, as my mother stated very clearly, she said, well, me and your father kept and enjoyed, that being the key word,
right,
the Hustler magazine.
Sure. And then later on, she...
Sick-ass woman. What's wrong with you?
Then your mom got into the aspect of, you asked her, do you have sex for pleasure or do you have sex for procreation?
My brain truly blacked that memory out, dude. I'm still upset. Right. Like, I asked that.
Okay, but there are certain things that you don't want to know about your mom.
But I know now.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if you're a girl, you don't know about your dad. I don't know how that works. I just know that it seems to me like if my dad told me something that was disgusting, I'd be like, go figure. If my mom told me, like, dude, right, for whatever reason, mom's just it's a different animal. So we're going to go to the mom well. And your mom is going to confess to you.
Would you go to a brothel called the Momwell?
I mean...
If you're thinking about it, the answer is yes.
I mean...
Welcome to the Momwell.
It's like I'm in the age where anybody my age is more than likely a mom. You know what I mean? So it's not like...
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't have
that term is kind of out the window.
I couldn't imagine being with someone who's like, no, I don't have any kids.
Then I will apply for my business license.
And who's my age. You know what I mean? I just don't see that happening. But your mom's going to confess to you that even though she loves your father very much, or did at one point in time, or maybe it was just for the 20 minutes they were together, who knows your scenario, but your mom is going to confess to having a one-night stand.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're just going to ask you who you hope the one-night stand is actually with.
Yeah, so your mom says, look, you know, you don't need to know this, but I'm going to share. Not only did I have a one-night stand, but it's one of these people. And who you, I guess, would feel most comfortable.
You just like, look, it's on your brain. You know your mom had a one-night stand. That's not the craziest thing in the world. It's just who it's with. So your first choice here is going to be the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid man. We know busts through fences.
That's not all things he's busting through.
Invades kids' birthday parties with delicious Kool-Aid. He is the man. He is a thick pitcher. He's got legs. But, I mean, he's a thick dude. You know what I mean? And, you know, I figure most thick guys are built like a tuna can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they're big, right?
Depends what your mom says.
No.
Big guys are big.
No? You already turned down the Kool-Aid man?
No, I'm saying big guys aren't built like that, Miles.
Okay. Well, Kool-Aid Man is your first choice. This guy can bust through a fence, man. He's amazing. But, you know, and you could tell all your friends, yeah, my mom had an affair with Kool-Aid Man.
That's why she had that Kool-Aid mustache.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
How'd your mom get diabetes?
Next up is the Keebler Elves.
Elves, plural.
Elves. So your mom confesses to a one-night stand.
Oh, it's a group thing.
Oh, three. There's three elves.
We're taking the third. And look, Snap, Crackle, and Pop are probably the most famous elves, but we're going Keebler Elves, so that main blonde dude, and then just two of his buddies. There's what? The old guy and like a young guy.
Yeah. So look, man, your mom, she had an affair in a tree. That's pretty cool.
But is that cool?
With three dudes?
But they're three elves, man.
They're three little dudes.
That's not cool.
Right. I mean, it's three little dudes.
You know what I mean? But your mom's, I mean, there's nothing on your mom that's not getting taken care of with three dudes. I mean, there's no part of her that is not being.
She probably used them as a sex
toy. I mean, could you imagine if three people gave you a massage? I mean, there's nothing on your body that's not being taken care of, right? So
I am hanging on with every other word is as you say this. Right.
And now your mom is responsible for the fudge stripe.
Exactly. Which is a delicious cookie. Right. Very underrated cookie.
Your mom inspired me.
It's probably their best.
It really is. And I never buy them, and I always forget about that. I always get the Chips Ahoy. But those Keebler Elves, they know what they're doing even professionally.
That's what your mom said. Yeah.
It's elfin magic.
The third person that your mom confesses to a one-night stand, that would be Cap'n Crunch. We know Cap'n Crunch personally.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we picked the captain because it's Cap'n Crunch. You know, and
you have a soft inner mouth,
right? He's going to talk dirty. That's a fact, because that's how the captain rolls.
I'm about to add the milk.
He's a captain. We all know, man. Sailors have nasty, nasty mouths, so they'll say just about anything. And the fourth choice that your mom confessed to a one-night stand with, that would be the Geico Gecko.
Oh!
Who seems like a smooth operator. You know what I mean? Like, I can see how he could talk her into it.
And not only Gecko?
Yeah.
And not only that. He's so smooth that your mom had sex with a lizard.
Have you not seen how smooth he is on these commercials? I mean, he's a smooth cat.
Oh, I'm going Gecko all day of the week.
You're taking the Gecko?
Yes, he's the finest. He's one of the best actors in commercials.
Your mom has sex with a lizard. I mean, inevitably, I think I'm going Keebler Elves. At least they're magic.
Mm-hmm.
There's something. Jesus, yeah. Mike, please don't do that.
When you look at a picture of your parents when they were younger and you look at them together and you go like, oh my God, why would she have sex with him? Or vice versa, whatever the deal is. So there you go. Your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? The Kool-Aid Man, the Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko? There is our men's room poll. Okay, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. I mean, I'm sober. I'm
okay. Sober. Does that mean you're
working? I hope you don't get pulled over because the cops are not going to believe you.
Are you at work?
I am at work.
That's what I was going to say. You just told all of your employees in there that I'm not sober.
Sober.
And I don't realize if you know how loud it is in there, you screamed that. All right, Brandon.
Don't pay attention.
Brandon, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? The Kool-Aid Man, the Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I'm going to say the Gecko.
What is wrong with you people?
You people.
He's cool,
lizard,
man.
Lizard lovers.
I'm not saying he's not cool. It's that he's a lizard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, a man made out of Kool-Aid's better?
Sort of. In his own weird way.
Brandon, where are you working?
I work in a metal shop.
Okay. All right. I think we've talked to you before. Do you wear earmuffs or anything like that in there?
No, just my earphones.
Okay. I was going to say, man. You're going to go deaf one day. They tell us that because we have headphones on all the time, but I think you're in the same pool we are.
Yeah, no, I'm already pretty deaf.
Somebody said, I'm just looking at some comments. They said Tony the Tiger should have been there. Someone else says, my mom left my dad for a sailor in the Navy, so they're going Captain Crunch. You know, one of our original choices was going to be the My Pillow guy, but there's, there's just no way.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Who was the voice of the Aflac duck until he was let go?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
No idea?
Is this someone... Someone famous only for...
It's a comedian, yeah.
Someone somewhat famous, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
And I don't know why they let him go.
It was because the joke he made...
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It was right after the tsunami, I want to say. Anyway, whatever the case, Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert Gottfried was the voice of the Aflac.
He was a very nice guy.
He was. Okay. All right, your next question. By what name is Theodore Kaczynski better known?
Theodore Kaczynski.
Oh,
that's really familiar. You say he's an author?
He is not an author.
He wrote something.
Yeah, he wrote a manifesto.
He did, in fact, write a manifesto, so I'll give him that, yeah.
I don't know.
Unabomber.
He was, in fact, the Unabomber.
What?
Yeah, no. I've heard that. I know what he has done, but I've never heard that.
All right, here's a question. What part of an atom has no charge?
It's right there to name, isn't it?
What's that?
Again? What was that?
What part of an atom has no charge?
Proton?
Neutron?
Neutron.
Neutral.
Neutral, neutron.
Oh, man.
All right, your question. All right. What fictional cannibal made his first appearance in the 1981 novel Red Dragon?
Cannibal,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your guess?
Hannibal Lecter?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you said cannibal. Again.
I thought you said Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff the cannibal?
You know,
Dahmer, that guy?
Jeff. Okay, by the way, some comments coming in regarding our poll. It says, I'm not picking the Kool-Aid Man because he seems like he only assaults everything he touches.
But he's smiling all the time.
He is smiling. Someone else says, I would think the...
psycho smile.
The Geico Gecko, put him in a full-body condom and he can get full-body immersed. That's good. Someone else, I'm going with Captain. Mom's putting those crunch berries in her mouth. I'm glad you encourage her. And someone says Keebler elves, plural, like an orgy? Yes.
Yeah.
We're saying three of the Keebler elves, not everyone in the tree, just the main blonde dude, like the spokes guy.
We don't know what your mom is really into. So
I mean, she can pick
it. Give her options.
Bring in all the elves.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nick, you sober, not sober?
I'm sober.
Nick, thank you for understanding that you're sober and not working in a metal shop. Nick, men's room poll. Your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Is it with the Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Geico's got the best commercials, so they get my mom.
They get my mom.
They get your mom.
It's funny. Most commercials I watch, like, I like that commercial. You can have sex with my mom.
Hey, Miles, did you have your colonoscopy yet?
Dude, I was supposed to have it tomorrow, but because of the COVID, I'm not.
I have some colonoscopy advice for you.
Okay.
When you have to drink that stuff,
yeah.
get some Crystal Light and pour Crystal Light in there, and it makes it taste better.
Okay. Yeah, man, I read that thing. It's crazy. I'm not supposed to eat for 24 hours.
Right.
No seeds, no nuts, nothing like that kind of beforehand.
Think about where they're going.
Yeah. Well, exactly, right? But, yeah, let me ask you this one question, because this was the one thing that worried me the most. You take this in two doses. Is that what your requirement was?
No, it's like... I had a colonoscopy. It was at like 8 in the morning. So the day before, I stopped eating at noon, and then I started drinking the stuff at like 6. And then you have to wake up like 5 hours beforehand and start drinking it again. And so,
it is two doses.
Yeah, about an hour after you start is when the action starts. And by the time you go there, it's just going in one way and coming out the other.
Basically, the way I read it was, once you drink this stuff, you just kind of need to hang out in the bathroom.
Right.
Talking about that red stuff?
It's like a clear, big jug of stuff, and I'm not sure exactly. I haven't mixed it yet, obviously.
All right, I remember before surgery, I had to drink like this red stuff that was awful.
Cleaned out.
Yeah, same thing. You couldn't eat, and then it's like, right, you got it. Basically, you drink it, you got to be by a bathroom. Wow.
And it helps if you have two bathrooms, my partner was in one, and I was just like using the other. But if you get Crystal, they let you put Crystal Light in there. If you put Crystal Light lemonade, it kind of tastes like Mountain Dew.
All right. Well, that's probably better than what originally tastes.
That's
like
what Mountain Dew advertises.
And I do have Crystal Light. You know me, Crystal Light and vodka guy.
By the way, our head writer, Jolly Joe, who's assisting me with opening the Momwell brothel, he pointed out some of the stipulations. It says the Momwell brothel, it's pretty cool, but you have to finish your vegetables before heading to the bedroom. You are constantly reminded of your proper posture during sex, and she makes you call her after to make sure you got home safely. It's the only downside of the Momwell brothel. All right, let me get your question in for you before we have to go to break here. In what war was napalm first used?
Is that Vietnam?
That was my guess.
World War II?
World War II.
Mm. All right, Nick, hold the line. More Big Dummy coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're in the men's room.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
BJ and Egg teamed up with the fine folks at Mary's Place to get kids some brand new shoes who need them. Kicks for Kids. Donate now at KISW.com. Give us as much as you can and help out the kids who are in need. And not only that, but the fine folks at Mary's Place will allow the children to pick out their own shoes, which we have told you many times before is a very cool aspect of it. So head to KISW.com and donate what you can. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. We have Nick on the line. Nick, you got through one question there before we got to the breaks. You're on question two now for Team Sober.
And, Nick, you were talking to Miles about the colonoscopy prep, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, man. By the way, so some comments came in. Tell me if you agree or disagree. One person says, look, Miles, you can't be near a toilet with the liquid. You need to be on the toilet.
And this is the kind of things I need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm that serious.
I mean, in my experience, you have some warning. It's not like an enema where it just comes out. I mean, I don't know. I was never close to effing myself.
But well, again, basically what it says was don't leave the house. Like, you don't want to be in a position where you need to play a road game. You know what I mean?
And then someone else says the name of the colonoscopy med is Go Lightly. And then they add, it's the most inaccurate name ever. It should be called Thar She Blows.
can't wait.
All right, Nick, here's question number two for you, my friend. What are the four colors of an Uno deck?
It is red, blue, green, and yellow.
You got it.
You are correct,
there, Nick. Very good. Yes, indeed. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Miles, did you know a lot of hot chicks are into Uno?
Are into Uno?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Some of them even win pageants.
Jesus.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hola.
James, you sober, not sober?
I am sober.
Okay. You okay, James?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You sound a little down. I just want to make sure you're okay. We're here to brighten you up. So we'll ask you this question. Your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Is it with the Kool-Aid Man, the Keebler Elves, the Captain Crunch, and the Geico Gecko?
That is not helping me frighten my day.
Who do you think?
Come on, you're going to hook your mom up one good night? Who are you thinking?
Do you think she liked, like, three elves?
Might as well go with the Keebler Elves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Keebler Elves. All right, Kinky Elves. Mom.
All right.
Yeah, sweet, James.
Yeah.
Mm. This cookie comes with the cream filling.
That's right. That's the kind of thing they say. When the cameras stop rolling, they have filthy, filthy mouths.
Well, you could also think about, like, if she's going to hook up with this person, what do you get out of it?
So you don't get anything. You just get the misfortune of hearing that your mom slept with one of these.
You don't think the elves would leave like a couple packs of cookies?
Yeah, they might leave it. Get the fudge stripes in your room, kid. Tell your mom we said thanks. All right. Here is your question. What TV show was later made into a movie starring Willie Nelson and Jessica Simpson?
Well, I can only think of one movie that those two people have been in, so it is a shot in the dark. The Duke of Hazzard.
There you go.
There you go.
Well
you
got done, man. James. Very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. James bringing a big brain.
I never saw the movie. Did anyone see The Dukes of Hazzard? I'm sorry. It was a good movie?
Oh, yeah.
All right, because the TV show sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the TV show as a kid. We watched it again as an adult, and it was atrocious.
Yeah. I will say this, though, about Jessica Simpson. In person, she is drop-dead beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she is absolutely... Sometimes...
It's like the pictures.
Sometimes you never know what someone really, really looks like, but when amazingly short, which I did not realize.
Yeah, weird, oddly short.
But, I mean, absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Willow. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello?
Hola, Willow. Welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Willow, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Willow. Willow, how is your, forget. Willow, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? The Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I'm going Captain Crunch.
Oh, an excellent choice. Climb aboard my boat, but I don't actually mean my boat. All right, here's your question. What country did the conquistadors originate?
Spain.
Okay.
Well, it's great to know you there.
One and done.
Yeah, that's about it.
Is that the band with Lionel Richie?
Not Sober. The Conquistadors.
Yes. Conquistadors. I saw number 78.
That's why I'm sleazy. Big Dummy is a game, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have another contestant ready to go?
We sure do. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola, Dummy. Gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, sober?
Sober, yeah.
Yep. Can't believe you don't get all messed up living in the middle of nowhere. Cheyenne, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you want it to be with? The Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Well, I got to go with Captain Crunch, though. I hope he's gentle because I heard the cereal cuts the roof of your mouth. So.
There's a reason for that. It's modeled after the dry skin of my genitalia. That's a little-known fact. Little-known fact about Captain Crunch. Yes. And you can guess why the crunch berries are pink. All right. Here is your question. In the game of Mahjong, how many suits are there?
Three.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay. Wow.
Do you actually know that, or is that just a guess?
That's one of those ones I picked up being around a lot of old folks that play the game.
I was going to say, are you 87 years old, or
can you play bridge?
No.
Okay. That was the one I could never figure
out. What is the actual point of bridge? I remember my parents used to play it a lot.
I have no idea. I couldn't figure it out. Like, it just initially trying to explain to me the game at one point in time, my grandmother, and I was like, Grandma, I can't figure it out.
I'm just like, what is the end game? What are you trying to accomplish when you play bridge? Because people get real freaking serious about it.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. That's what I mean. Like, I couldn't compute it. It didn't make any sense. I'm like, I'll do go fish, anything like that. But yeah.
Mike, you have any idea?
I'm just looking it up here. It says, bridge is played with four people sitting at a card table using a standard deck of 52 cards. The players across from each other form partnerships as north, south, and east, west. Apparently there's a dummy, becomes an observer. While his partner, the declarer, plays the cards from his own hand and the dummy hand. So, yeah, there's no simple, it looks like. Right,
what am I trying to do? That's the only thing. All right. Good. Then none of us know.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Jesse, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober,
I'm
Jesse.
Right now.
Okay. There you go. All right, Jesse. Your mom's going to confess to you a one-night stand that you had back in the day. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
It's the Kool-Aid Man, dude.
Like there's any other option.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's the only one without actual genitalia. So
you don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's a grower.
You don't know what happens when that pitcher's empty. Like, oh, yeah. My.
I was at a Halloween party. Kool-Aid Man definitely had genitalia.
Oh, yeah. He actually sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. Where's your mom? Give her a tropical punch in the backside. All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. The city of Antananarivo. It's the capital of which country? Madagascar, Tanzania, or Suriname?
Madagascar.
Wow.
What is going on today?
I don't know.
This is one of the most amazing days we've ever had. So far, we've had four people be one and done. Nick with two.
And the only reason I asked that question is to see if I could remember how to say the name of that city later. Hold on.
It's got to be the only city on the island.
Antananarivo. Yeah, Madagascar?
I mean, it's not that it's small. I'm just saying. I'm sure there are a couple cities on it, but it's not the largest.
I mean, the truth is, look, if you're from the West, all we know of Madagascar essentially is the movie Madagascar, so I figure there's a bunch of talking animals. When I was on that cruise, if you work on the cruise ship, it has your name tag, but it also says your country of origin, because it's international. And I was at the casino one night, and me and this dude just kind of hit it off. I'm choking down cigarettes, and I realized he was from Madagascar.
I'd have tons of questions.
I did, and I think it got to the point, because, I mean, I even told him. I'm like, holy yes, you're from Madagascar? He's like, yes, sir. I was like, dude, I didn't know people lived on the island. And I realized how stupid it was when I said it, but to make me feel better, he was like, you're not the first person to tell me that. Right. He's like, it's not all lions and animals.
Is it lions? That's what I was. That would be the question. I know Africa's got everything in the world, but as far as an island off the coast of Africa, does that necessarily? Because the trees are like nowhere else in the world.
Right, right.
So all these other things are like nowhere else. So I'm going to guess that either the animals are a whole lot worse or they're a whole lot better. As far as like
the indication I got was, it's an island where whatever the animals are, they can kill you, and that kind of thing. But I was like, well, how's life there, man? And he's like,
it's okay.
I'm like, come on, man, give me some info. He was kind of tight-lipped. Wasn't mean or anything, but like, not a real
chatty.
Almost
like the Seattle thing. Don't come here. Don't move here.
Right. What do you do, man?
I was going to say, aren't there beaches, like, world-renowned and beautiful?
Man, I don't know. That's why I embarrassed myself when I talked to him. If I had known that, I would have said, hey, I heard that you guys have beautiful beaches. I would have said something like that. Instead, I'm like, ooh, I didn't know people live there.
Right.
Yeah, that went over real well.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Sober for right now.
You have a plan, though, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying in the deck right now, and then the, you know, the Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA is coming out right now.
All right. That's not a bad beer at all.
When I poop, that's what I call staining the deck. Yeah, I'm staining in the deck. Be right back.
With the Voodoo Ranger.
One other weird thing about Madagascar, I don't know why I was looking at it, but it's like one of the more interesting currencies in the world. I can't remember what it was about it, but it's like unique.
In what way? I mean,
like about that place.
Like a chicken for a banana thing or what?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go look it up, but it was really, it was something interesting, like, and I couldn't even say the name of it. It was like Thrill trying to say the name of the...
Yeah, okay, you don't need to rub it in. Yeah. And I wish you'd been with me when I met the guy. I would have sounded considerably less stupid.
Scott, your mom's going to...
I got your back there.
Your mom's going to confess to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Well, I've got an old picture of my mom on a cruise after my dad died. She's got a button on it that says... single and ready to mingle, so I'm going to have to go with the Crunch Man.
All right. Hey, the Crunch Man. You've heard about
it. Isn't that something? Your father passes away.
Right.
The next picture you see is your mom's like, I'm ready. I'm good. Great, Mom. I guess the morning period was a little shorter for you than me.
The captain is in. All right. Here is your question. The character Daniel LaRusso is the main character of what movie from 1984?
Karate Kid.
Too easy.
Jesus, man, oh, man.
Good Lord, man.
Oh, man. What is going on?
I would
serving him up.
This is unbelievable.
I know him as Daniel's son. Yeah. Seriously, wouldn't you add the last name? Like, I don't know.
I can't believe our listeners are just this intelligent for once. This is amazing.
It does not happen often. But look at this. Look at this.
Unbelievable.
Ones and duns.
All right, it's Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's up next?
Hello, Judge. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Judge.
Hola. Judge, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober.
Okay. All right, Judge. Let's see if you can go one and done here. All right, but first, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who's it going to be with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Well, my mom passed in 05, so I went to my daughter and asked her about who her mom would go with, and she said Kool-Aid Man because he sounds black.
The Kool-Aid Man.
Appreciate the honesty in children.
Yeah. Malia is hilarious.
She slept with a red brother, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've now nicknamed Captain Crunch to Captain Munch. Jesus. All right.
The Munch Man.
Hey, some people know me as the Munch Man. Ask your mom.
The Munster.
Herman Munster.
Munch.
All right, here's your question. What war did the Spanish flu have its outbreak?
The Spanish flu. Say it again, please.
During what war did the Spanish flu have its first outbreak?
What war? Spanish flu. Let's go with World War II.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, some people believe that. Some people believe that. No, not World War II. World War I. World War I.
History.
What if someone said? Am I listening to Big Dummy right now, or am I listening to a softball tournament? For Christ's sake, I have some questions that might be hard to answer. Why don't you call in there, Slick? That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Why are you texting instead of calling?
Yeah, that big brain that glows in the dark.
Yeah, come on.
And none of us play softball.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Dummy, it's a quiz show. Do you hear a bat cracking a ball? No.
Yeah, what's going on with your softball games, bro?
Yeah. What do you guys do? Just stand there and talk, ask each other's questions? All right. Back to you.
Thank you.
Who was the first American team to join the NHL back in 1924?
Oh, man. Okay. Wow. I can't tell you that question, that answer at all.
All right, good answer.
I'll say Boston Bruins.
You are correct. Boston Bruins.
know nothing about hockey.
Well, now you
Based on the Kool-Aid Man, I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You mean you're not sitting there at home watching the NHL play in a bubble?
No, I can't do that even when they had a crowd.
All right, fair enough.
I can't ice skate.
All right, your question. Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson are better known as what trio?
One more time. How many Jacksons?
Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson, no relation to Michael, are better known as what trio?
They're in a movie from this show.
Mm-hmm. That limits it to 500 options.
Correct.
Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, Kate Jackson.
No clue.
As a young child, this was one of my favorite shows because of just these three people. I didn't really care anything about the plot.
Nope.
I didn't care anything. It's like watching Wonder Woman. It wasn't the most exciting show.
It was a terrible show. Yeah. Linda Carter was Wonder Woman.
Right.
So I watched Wonder Woman.
And Charlie's Angels.
Yes. In fact, it was Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. I like me some Charlie's Angels, too.
Are you talking what the, what is it?
Tuna fish?
Yes. Yes, the tuna fish. Who was it? It was Drew Barrymore. Who's the chick that always stars in movies?
Lucy Liu? Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu. Right, okay.
Lucy Liu, yeah.
Lucy Liu!
Yeah, Lucy Liu does sound like something you scream when you jump off of a cliff. You know? Lucy Liu! All right, your question.
Or when you...
Oh, I forget. I can't say that.
When you have sex with a prostitute on a toilet.
And you use the bathroom.
All right, the question. Who starred as Danny Ocean in a 2001 remake of Ocean's 11?
Danny Ocean.
Danny Ocean, the 2000 remake.
There's so many stars in that, I couldn't even guess.
Clooney?
Okay. Yeah. You got it, man.
Oh, boy.
All right.
There
Judge.
You go, Judge. Nice well work. Done.
Who else was in that movie? Brad Pitt, was that, I mean?
Brad
it like
Pitt.
Every year they got more stars.
Julia Roberts.
Was it Garcia? Was what the
Andy
casino?
Garcia?
Yeah, Andy Garcia, like, ran the casino or something.
The guy that just passed away, the famous comedian.
Famous
he
comedian.
He played Saul or Sal. All right.
Okay. Who do you know, Mike?
Matt Damon was in it.
Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah, Matt Damon was in it.
They don't make the movies like that anymore with all the stars. It's a great plot.
The Affleck cousin. And then James Caan's kid.
Casey Affleck. And
oh yeah,
what's Khan's kid?
Scott Khan.
Is that the
Scott
guy
from Hawaii
50? Scott Khan.
Yeah,
they're related to Shaka.
I would say Scott Khan.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.